AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A record month for rain in Texas, and there are still several days left in May. State climatologist says the average of more than 7.5 inches of rain is close to an inch more than the previous monthly record. The wettest area from Dallas to the Red River, where some towns got more than 20 inches of rain. In Metro Houston, hundreds of homeowners are getting started on cleaning up the mess left behind by flooding touched off by the nearly foot of rain Monday morning. Gotti Shalsky says he's already ripped out the carpet and is trying to dry out his place.
You have the fans going and the AC going, trying to get some of the moisture out.
19 people are known dead in Oklahoma and Texas since the weekend storms and flooding. Two more victims found in Houston. More than a dozen people still missing, several since a massive flood roared down the Blanco River through San Marcos and Wimberley. San Marcos Fire Marshal Ken Bell.
I know Wimberley has multiple homes with down to the foundation. It's a pretty devastating scenario.
Bell says the search for more victims is being slowed by more severe weather, high water, and huge piles of brush and debris left by the flood. 14 people have been indicted by the United States in regards to FIFA, the international governing body for soccer. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says the officials conspired with sports marketers on the placement and promotion of regional and World Cup qualifying tournaments.
These individuals, through these organizations, engaged in bribery to decide who would televise games, where the games would be held, and who would run the organization overseeing organized soccer worldwide.
The indictment references the involvement of what is called a multinational sportswear company headquartered in the United States with regard to bribery allegations involving Brazil. This is AP Radio News. The coming hurricane season could be a quiet one. Our Diane Kepley tells us more.
NOAA predicts the Atlantic hurricane season will have a range of 6 to 11 tropical storms.
And of those, two or less will likely become major hurricanes, the lowest number forecast since 1998. NOAA Administrator Catherine Sullivan.
Driving the outlook this year, most importantly, is the El Nino phenomena.
Despite the forecast for a relatively calm hurricane season, Sullivan says all coastal communities need to be prepared.
No matter how many pitches Mother Nature throws at us, from only a few to a whole lot, if just one of those pitches gets through the strike zone, we can be in for a lot of trouble.
I'm Diane Kepley.
U2's longtime tour manager, Dennis Sheehan, has died at a Southern California hotel a day after the band kicked off a five-night stint in the Los Angeles area. Frontman Bono posting on the band's website saying Sheehan was a family member, a legend in our band. He is irreplaceable. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.